The defending champion Los Angeles Lakers are struggling this year, but the Lakers and the Chicago Bulls have won 9 of the last 12 NBA titles. Phil Jackson has coached both teams, and he's always had Tex Winter. The 80-year-old Lakers assistant may not get the same publicity as others, but he's played a major part in molding the Lakers and Bulls into champions. Both have used the decades-old triangle offense developed by Winter, who's proof that a traditionalist can thrive in the glitzy world of the NBA. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Pre-game at Staples Center in Los Angeles is quite the scene. There's hip-hop on the PA, beautiful people around the court, millionaire basketball celebs on it. For Lakers assistant coach Tex Winter, this is a long way from the Midwest gyms where he established himself as one of the greatest college coaches, certainly worlds away from his hard Depression-era childhood in Texas. But on this glittery night, Winter seems to be fitting in quite nicely. He's dressed in a natty gray-green double-breasted suit that looks marvelous with his wavy white hair, and 80-year-old Tex is doing what everyone else does at this happening arena. Checking out the crowd.
Garrett, is that Kobe's mother down there?
Yeah.
Boy, she's pretty, huh?
What's next, you wonder? Air kisses, promises to do lunch? No, Tex hasn't gone Hollywood. He's just honest. Kobe Bryant's mom is pretty, and he tells Kobe that, too.
Well, she's pretty.
Moments before the game starts between L.A. and Chicago, Winter takes his seat directly behind Phil Jackson. The Lakers head coach will get an earful of honesty all night long. Only 3 assistant coaches are allowed on the bench, and since Winter, number 4, is by his own admission phasing out, he willingly sits in back.
Personally, I don't like to be on that bench anyway. During the basketball games, there's just not much an assistant coach can do. It's pretty much in the head coach's hands. And I get pretty frustrated during the course of a game, too muchly so.
Not a smart foul. Good Lord. He's got to get over that. He's got to learn to play without getting technicals and that bitching all the time. I'll tell you, we don't have a chance.
These may seem to be the rantings of a cranky old man, but really, they're not. Rather, it's the disappointment of a person who's devoted his life to teaching and coaching the game the right way.
Tex is a purist. In basketball terms, I'm what I consider a realist.
That difference, says Coach Phil Jackson, has led to a lot of what he calls jocular arguing with Winter during their 15 years coaching together in Chicago and L.A. Jackson says Winter doesn't believe basketball is right unless the team with the ball is playing an equal opportunity offense with all 5 players contributing.
We've been on the bench and Tex has said to me, you got to get Michael Jordan out of there. He's hurting the team's offense. And, you know, this is one of the greatest scorers that's ever played in the game. But he's such a purist in his format of how he sees and coaches the game that he expects basketball to be played within a certain parameter of rules.
Not that Jackson doesn't love a system as well. He played in one of the best with the great team-oriented New York Knicks of the late 1960s and early 70s. In the late 1980s, Jackson and Tex Winter were assistant coaches in Chicago. During that time, Winter taught an eager Phil Jackson the so-called triangle offense, an innovation Winter started developing during his first coaching job in the late 1940s. When Jackson became the Bulls' head coach, the triangle was in. When he took over the Lakers, a few years ago, the triangle and Winter followed. Still a willing teacher, Tex Winter leans forward in his plush leather office chair, takes my notepad, and starts diagramming his famous offense.
If this pass is made, for example, this guy can come to 15, 20-foot distance. That's the third pass. Mm-hmm. And then there's a cut, and there's a 2-man game here. Here's a 3-man game going on over here. Mm-hmm. And you're looking inside all that time for Shaq.
His pen slashing this way and that, Winter plots a course of passes and cuts to the basket that ends with players aligned in a 3-point formation.
Now we formed a triangle down the sideline, and that's where it gets his name, sideline triangle.
Winter lifts the pad from his lap, revealing pen stains on his khakis. Gazing at the confusing mass of scribbles he's just diagrammed, Winter chuckles, No wonder we've been losing. In reality, the Lakers' slow start this season had more to do with Shaquille O'Neal being on the sidelines with an injury than a breakdown of the triangle, which raises an old argument that Tex Winter's heard many times. That offense of yours, critics say, is a nice team concept, but it was Michael and Kobe and Shaq who won all those titles, not the triangle. Winter acknowledges you can't win championships without great players, but he's adamant that without the triangle offense, Jordan's storied career in Chicago would have ended differently.
He probably had a better scoring average. I think it would have shortened his career. He'd had to carry too much of the load, probably been injured a whole lot more than he was, and they wouldn't have won championships.
You guys don't be afraid to run split cuts instead of our basic cuts. They know it. They're waiting for it. Start your base cut and then come off on a split on the rebound screen cut.
Being the great offensive innovator, Winter says with a smile, puts him in pretty good standing. He's free to speak up during timeouts. He only wonders if players listen. Sure, Michael, then Kobe and Shaq bought into Winter's sharing system of offense. But the coach says it's a real strain dealing with today's young players, many of whom are raised on a steady diet of give me the ball and get out of my way. Despite Winter's perception of a generation gap, many Lakers admire their assistant coach. Guard Brian Shaw.
What was the guy's name in Star Wars? Yoda? You know, he's been around forever. You know, the one with all the wisdom and experience. He knows it all. He's seen it all. He has an answer for everything because there's always an option. There's always another option that you can explore.
Shaw's referring to all the options in the triangle offense, but he may as well be talking about Tex Winter's vagabond career. Exploring coaching options has taken Winter to Kansas, Wisconsin, Washington, Texas, Illinois, California, and Louisiana.
Sounds like I was kind of a tramp coach, doesn't it?
His longest stay was 19 years at Kansas State, where he led his team to two Final Four appearances in the NCAA men's tournament and was named National Coach of the Year in 1958. Winter has retired and then returned to coaching several times after being persuaded by people willing to pay handsomely for his knowledge.
Well, they made me offer, I couldn't refuse.
Money is important to Winter. As a young boy during the Depression, he sifted through garbage dumps looking for boxes to trade for bread. He brings a no-waste ethic to a world of excess, and the contrast can be wearying. Winter doesn't enjoy pro basketball as much as he used to. He doesn't go on all the Lakers' road trips, and if he and Jackson are able to win a record 10th championship ring, he says it might be time to retire for good. And after 56 years, what new offers possibly could come along? Best keep the phone off the hook, Tex. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Los Angeles.